More than 500 refugees had been approved for resettlement in the Tampa Bay area before President Trump's executive orders that suspends that program until a more stringent vetting process can be put in place. More than half of those resettlements are now on hold. Bishop Robert Schaefer is on the board of Lutheran Services of Florida, which is among the groups that help incoming refugees.
Our presiding bishop has issued a pastoral letter to us, all urging people in the church and our communities to voice their displeasure with this decision and to advocate for change, because until that happens, all of the great work that we do through Lutheran Services of Florida and Lutheran Immigration Refugee Services is on hold.
He adds that, in his opinion, it's not a left or right thing.
I think the most important thing for us right now is to remember that this is not really a political issue. This is a humanitarian issue. And as a church, we stand very strongly for human dignity and human rights of all people, regardless of their cultural or religious background.
Supporters like Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi call it a security issue, noting that President Obama's own CIA Director John Brennan said last year that ISIS is trying to infiltrate the U.S. through the refugee program.